with you.
The Brad and John Show, Classic Rock 92.9 KISM, and Octopus's Garden from the Beatles. And there's an octopus story playing out currently in the New York Times and in front of hundreds of thousands of people on TikTok. And the Octopus's Garden, John, in this story is in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma octopus. I didn't know they had them there. But apparently a 36-year-old dentist named Cameron Clifford bought his son, Cal, an octopus for his birthday, his ninth birthday. He says every birthday, every Christmas, every holiday, all he'd say is, I want an octopus. He says he was fascinated by an octopus ever since he was little. And so for his ninth birthday, he went and got him one. He called a local aquarium and acquired a female California two-spot octopus for his son Cal's birthday, his ninth birthday, and they named the octopus Terrence. Well, they soon found out that it was a female octopus, and the octopus began laying eggs. And here's where the story starts to get a little weird. They start documenting the story on TikTok.
So it came in pregnant?
I don't know if there's like one of those things where you don't need the male to like, you know, facilitate birth or whatever. Maybe it happens kind of, you know,
or maybe
naturally.
maybe they knew other people had octopuses and there were parties, dating, social, events.
A lot of tentacles, a lot of arms, a lot of reaching out. You never really
know. Bring our octopus over to hang out with your octopus this weekend.
Well, that octopus has had 50 babies. And now this guy, Dennis' house, is completely overrun with trying to take care of these octopus. And it's cost him a lot of money, and it seems to be a lot of hassle and stuff. He says, do not get an octopus unless you're ready to lose sleep and your kids' college fund simultaneously, he said to USA Today. When Clifford told his son they were getting an octopus from the local aquarium store, the 9-year-old immediately burst into tears. His ultimate dream, his cloud nine, the greatest thing that could have possibly happened to him in his life, just became a possibility. And he said, once I told him about it, I couldn't back out. My friends are like, you can't dangle that in front of him and then just flatline in his dream. So he went and got the octopus. And they said they ordered a saltwater tank, circular water cycling system, food supplies and all that for Terrence. And he spent, you know, $1,000 doing that. Well, then the thing starts laying eggs 2 months after it arrives, and the eggs were unfertilized. The release of the eggs signals the end of the lifespan of the octopus. As I went to Wikipedia to read up about these little octopus, that's one of the things the female octopus does when it dies. It only lives to be about 2 years old, and one of its last things is it releases all its eggs. So he thought, well, maybe this is just kind of the end of the life cycle thing. But then one of them hatched, and then all 50 of them hatched. And so he's got 51 octopus in his house. He said they had to arrange 50 separate homes for the unexpected octopus, spend thousands of dollars on clams, crabs, snails, not to mention the costs of repairs to damage to the house when they spilled a good bunch of the salt water and caused a small electrical fire. He says, I didn't know that we'd be fully prepared for any of these challenges, but we're going to try and rehome as many as they can. They want to keep as many as they can alive and be responsible. There's no concrete plan, but we're doing pretty good so far. They said over half have survived, and they said that's a pretty high success rate for someone at home. And this guy, you know, now they're trying to reach out to other aquariums and things and find homes for it.
Well, is he keeping them separate? Because if they start mating, this thing's never going to end.
Like rabbits or something. But one octopus turns into 51. And then, they don't all make it, but this guy's got, he's got an armful.
Well, if this guy bought them from a place, and he said he did, there must be some kind of demand for octopus. Somebody's selling them. There's got to be, maybe you go back to those people. Hey, you need some more octopus to sell? I got 50 in my house.
Have you ever had sushi?
Yeah.
No, we can't do that, son. I promise. I won't sell them to the sushi restaurant. What? You have never had octopus?
All right.
Have you ever had a bite? An octopus?
No, I have not had octopus.
Okay. Yeah. It's not bad. It's a little chewy, but It's not bad. A little rubbery, at least the kind I had.
Oh, and I suppose I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I'd try it.
It can't be too much different than squid.
No, yeah.
I mean, I've had both, but.
I'd try it. I just don't think I'd try one that I'd had in my tank that had been a pet.
No, of course not.
I'm not in the habit of eating my pets.
No.
So.
But if you do have a great story about bringing something, a pet home, and it spirals out of control in one way or another like that, like I didn't realize it was going to start giving birth to all this or that. Brad and John at KISM.com, if you can relate to the Oklahoma octopus story.